Sego, sewa guego. Tracy Jungiutz. Today, I'm going to tell you the story of how strawberries brought peace to a brother and sister. Once upon a time, when the world was new, a little boy and a little girl that were brother and sister. They loved each other very much. They played together, learned to shoot straight, gathered shells along the shores of the rivers and lakes, made necklaces and wampum belts, and learned the language of the forest. But there came a day when the children had a quarrel. They argued. It started out, as most arguments do, about a very small matter, but this brother and sister parted in anger on the edge of the village. In anger, the little girl ran as fast as she could towards the east, where she knew the great sun lived. In equal anger, her brother started towards the west, but he soon changed his mind and turned to follow his sister. As she had had several days start, he was not able to catch up with her, although he pursued her for a long, long time. At last, the little girl reached the sunrise place, where the sun stretched down until he touched the earth and took on the form of a man. She found the sun dressed in such shining clothes and wearing such a bright crown that she was dazzled by the splendor. As the sun spoke to her, she knew that he had seen the quarrel which had sent this child so far from her home village. "Would you like to see your brother again?" asked the sun. She told him that she would like to very, very much. So the sun told her to turn back towards home and travel towards the west where she had left him. On the way, a multitude of berries began to spring up on the side of the path. First the shoots, then the flowering branches, and at last the berries themselves, hanging ripe in the warm summer air. First she came to a bush of the finest ripe blueberries. They were large, sweet, and growing thickly on the low branches within her reach. But the little girl could think of nothing but her wish to find her brother. She passed the blueberries without picking a single one. When she had gone a little further, she came to a bush of fat, ripe blackberries. They were as large as her thumb, and the bush was covered with them. They would have made a fine dinner, but still she went on, not stopping to think of her hunger. More berries sprang up in her path, wild plums, low-hanging bunches of ripe grapes and cherries, delightful fruits that she had never seen before. They were touched by the sun with bright colors. The air was sweet with their fragrance, but she passed them all. Suddenly, something brighter and sweeter than any of the berries met her sight. They were berries with a rich crimson color. They grew close to her feet, and she was not able to resist them. She wanted to gather them for her brother as a gift to make up for their silly quarrel, for arguing. The little girl knelt down on the earth and gathered the berries in her hands, and as she did so, the strawberries grew in size until she could scarcely hold them. When she looked up, her brother stood before her, brought there by the kind wish that had led him to her, just as the sun had planned. Ever since that time, strawberries have been used by the indigenous people to bring peace to families that have quarreled, as they healed the quarrel between the little brother and sister. Nyawa, Ona.